Thank you. overall, some good stuff. Let's do. Let's just work a little bit by a bit. 78, please.
What did you say?
78. Number 78. We still got to kind of bridge this gap between 80 and 81, right? So again, whatever it sounds like at the end of measure 80 is really what the beginning of measure 81 needs to sound like in terms of tone, color, and volume, and these things. So I think your part is the hardest, part two, right? Because you have that really high E. So anything you can do to make that softer and warmer so it stick inside much will help. Let's try it.
Are you starting at 81?
Starting at 81, right? We have that high E. Here we go, 78. 78. Ready, go. And. Good. That was great. Now you gotta follow suit. Yeah, so as loud as I did that, so on your partially. 78 again. Ready, go. Work to make it so soft, don't sit there. Now it's got to crescendo immediately. 78 again. Ready? Double bar at 62. Double bar at 62. So you're getting very warm sounds. You're playing the tremoli, warm, right? Don't stick out, very soft, like triple piano. She means it, I believe. Right, double bar at 62. Really easy. All I want is you to make that same sound you just played at 62 when we get there. And I know when we get loud. louder, it's harder to go all the way that soft and that warm, but let's make that full transition this time. 4d6, here we are. Ready? Try to move a little more. Try to move a little more. Maybe just kind of show so we can get the sections together. So let's see if that helps. So try to move when you play so we can coordinate the sections together. 57. Ready? And 57. That's the double bar. Right? A bit slower, freely. 57. Together. 57. All right, no one plays on that first beat. Ready? And one. More warm and less bright, I think that would be better as well. 57, just warm sounding harmonics. Ready? You play the four string, right? A little softer. Because everyone's playing harmonics, that kind of just gets out. A little softer volume. 57? 57. 4, starting at 38, your first chord sounds awesome, and your third chord sounds awesome, and the second chord never has the same amount of bite that the first and third chords have. That's what I want this time. Like the same amount of bite, all three chords. Right? Here we go, 38. Run the whole thing. entrance and the top part. Guitar Brigade. Champion and you.
You know, I won my school ping pong tournament 5 out of 6 years.
That's a champion.
Well, we're going to set up a table here at the end. You versus everyone else.
Yeah, right.
Great.
So we'll play with guitars.
Yeah.
You have to hit it pretty hard and it's wood. No rubber.
Alright, there we go. Brigade. Thank you. eyes up. Head prayer variant. G. Ready. G.
Thank you.
was like, someone's turning pages so soon. Alright, Joe, first one is anything you want to treat.
Okay, I want to go over to you again, maybe.
Yeah, I think the. I want to do another spot too, so let's do. Letter C. I'm not hearing the harmonics clearly. They're sounding like a little muffled. Letter C? Letter C? Yeah, that's the part I'm looking at. Letter C, yeah. So just make sure you're right above the fret. They're really, really clear. So try to play close to the bridge so okay. The harmonics are clear. C? One, two. Right, letter J, and it's the same for the parts that follow that are similar. When you have these ascending lines, some of you are still tending to get louder as you go higher in pitch, even though the dynamic is clearly marked getting softer. So we've got to break that habit. Here we go, J. J. Ready, and... J and J, where it starts to get softer. 134. Alright, this is the loudest point, and it's getting softer. Ready, and... Yeah, see, it's that. Da-da-dum.
Yup.
Ya-da. Yeah, those high Cs, you gotta be really careful. You're, like, jamming. Ba-da-dee-da-da-da-da. By the way, ya-da-da-da-da. Easy. Right? 124 again? Ready, and... Part one. Just part one. Here we go. Part one. Rest of you. Ready, and... Yeah, so... and soft at the end, right? Those that last CD shouldn't stick out. Same thing. Ready, and... Okay, part two. 134. Ready, and... Yeah, the last... Let's just play ABC. Just ABC. Ready, and... A loudest, C softest. Ready, and... Yeah, better. Ready, and... Yeah, that's how it ends, right? Getting softer. Part three, same thing. You're 134. Ready, and... not just 6 feet in that part, it's the third and the sixth. D, letter V. Victor, yes.
V
as in Victor. Or victory, because you're champion.
Oh.
Yeah, let's do letter V. Letter V like victory. We are ready. Ready, and... And do you want ba da da or do you want ba da 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 da?
No, the second beat.
The second beat strongest.
The first way you did it. The first way you
got it. Okay. Then you're good.
Yeah.
Double A. Accented. Staccatos, not. Right. So some of you are still playing really pungent staccatos. Just short. Staccatos are short. Double A.
We have accented beats before. We have accented beats in before 4 measures.
Yes, you do, but that's on this. The end of the second beat, but not the fourth beat.
Not you.
You don't have accents or staccatos, right? So parts 1, 3, and 4 have these.
Okay.
Yep. Here we go.
And.
Yeah. The second chord you're playing needs to be softer than the first one. Mm. Ta cha. Mm. Ta cha. Ta cha. Cha, 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 ta, cha, ta, cha, 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 cha. Here we go. Same place. Ready, go. And. Just 4 bar again. short. 5, 6. Stop again. Go. Actually, just loop it. The 6/4 bar. Open, open, over again. Ready. Go. And. Happy Every group of three diminishes, so strong, right, so sometimes the first and third are sounding the same, so let's try that. Ready, and maybe strong is the wrong word, it just meant it should have been the loudest one, right, that's all, not strong, it's the mezzo piano. Ready, easy. Second time chords you play, don't let it be louder. Can't be louder. What I'd like to try to do is get rid of the beatiness. So all these crescendo, like ya da da da, ya da da da, not ya ta ta ta, not that one, not ya ta cha ta, but ya da da da. That's what it's less, more, more, most. Ya da da da. That's what I'm looking for. B3. 123. Start at 123. Very light just means your chord's more solid. Wow, let's stop the one on B. 123. Especially the BA chord in 125. So we go 123. Ready. And. Better. 123 again. Ready. And. Very hard to get a hold of. He's too busy being famous. I'm trying to get him here to our December 16th concert because he's playing in Brooklyn on December 14th at a place called Output down in Brooklyn. So I'll send you details for that. So hopefully we'll get him here on the 16th. I'd like, at least like you to meet him and have him hear this stuff before we record it.
And who are we talking about?
Joshua Eustace, the composer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Will he be in the audience?
I don't know. I'm trying to get him there because he's on tour. This is like the December 14th is his last noted tour date for the year. So I'm trying to convince him to stay two more days for our concert to meet all of you. I don't know if it's going to happen or not because he's terribly busy. So it seems, if you don't know his work, he was a guitarist for Nine Inch Nails for a couple of years. He played for U2 and Michael Jackson and half the big names you know. So anything that's got really serious electronics on it, that's usually this guy. So December 14th, I'll be in Brooklyn. I'll be going. If you'd like to join me, that'd be great. And if not, hopefully you can meet him on the 16th.
It's a Thursday.
Yeah, it's Thursday. Thursday evening. It's at 10 p.m. is the show. It's that kind of a show. It's a 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. show.
Oh, those are the best shows.
One of those kind of shows.
The Shack of the Evening.
Second?
The Shack of the Evening.
All right. Thank you. So same volume across. Ready, ready, and. Sorry, let's do it again. A little less volume. Ready.
So more like mezzo forte, or a little less than mezzo forte?
Less than mezzo forte, because you're louder than everyone else right now. Ready, and. So just listen for your last eighth note lining up. Ready, go.